This is Fresh Air. Christmas Eve is a time for tradition, but not for everyone. We called Penn Jillette to see if he had anything unconventional up his sleeve for the holiday. Penn Jillette is the talking half of the magic and comedy team Penn and Teller. He's got Christmas Eve off, but tomorrow it's back to the John Houseman Theater in New York, where Penn and Teller are performing their Rot in Hell show. They'll be working New Year's Eve, too, hosting Fox TV's live broadcast from Times Square. But what about tonight? How is the irreverent Penn Jillette spending Christmas Eve?
I don't think I have any special plans. Talking about the holidays to an atheist teetotaler without children is, I've never had a drink in my life or any drugs, so that's kind of out of the question. I'm a very strong atheist and a skeptic, so, you know, church is kind of out of there. And if I were to be raising children, I think there'd be a lot of fun and, like, opening presents and stuff. But for me, it's just, it is a rare evening off. So I'll probably sit around. I might even eat. Although on Thanksgiving, I want to tell people this. For a wealthy person who doesn't cook, Thanksgiving is the easiest day in the world to starve to death.
All the restaurants are closed.
Yeah. Thanksgiving Day, I decided to stay home and try to do some writing on our book. So I woke up, and then I decided, well, not to have breakfast. I just have lunch late, and I got to really typing and working, and I worked till about 3 or 4, and then decided to hit the mean streets in New York, and I live right upstairs from, like, two diners, which are both closed, and the Chinese restaurant down the street was closed. And then I was walking around kind of aimlessly, so I came back home, and it got to be evening, and all I'd eaten then was a bowl of cereal, so I decided that I would call and get food delivered, and I called 7 Chinese restaurants and 4 pizza places, and they were all closed.
So Penn, as an atheist and a skeptic, do you get irritated around the holiday season?
Oh, absolutely not. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's a really nice, sweet, pretty harmless holiday. What bothers me, the teetotaler side of myself gets more upset, because my first, my second or third job in high school was I worked in a hospital in dietary, which means I was a dishwasher. But on New Year's Eve, most of the people wanted to take time off. So since I didn't drink and didn't go to parties, I decided to pull that shift. And I was the guy in charge of bringing sandwiches to the ER people, the emergency room people, on New Year's Eve. And it just became, in my mind, the symbol of New Year's Eve. So I won't drive on New Year's Eve. Wherever Penn and Teller work on New Year's Eve, it says in our contract that I have to be able to sleep there.
Oh, wow.
Or I have to be able to walk, because I just have this really, and I think partially irrational fear, that it just seems to make such ironic sense that I, who've never had a drink in my life, would die from a drunk driver on New Year's Eve. And I'm very encouraged by how we've improved drunk driving on New Year's Eve in this country. We have tremendously. But on New Year's Eve this year, I will be in Times Square, but I'll be high over it, and then they've got me a room there, so I'll just stay there overnight.
You're working this New Year's Eve.
Yes, I am. As my father says, if you're not working New Year's Eve, you're not in show business. But we're doing one show at 7 o'clock at our theater for Rot in Hell, Penn and Teller Rot in Hell, on 42nd Street. Then we go right from there over to do Fox from 11 to 12:30. We're on Fox nationally, on, you know, one of these things that they'll probably end up calling, you know, Rockin' New Year's something. But we've got Guns N' Roses and Sam Kennison on tape, and we're live with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. And the only reason I'm doing this is that this is the first year Fox is trying this with us, and they've made it clear that if we do well, we'll be able to do it next year. Now, who gives a damn about next year? Nobody. But if we do it well next year, then we can do it the next year. Who cares about next year? Nobody. But if we do it well, we can do it the next year. Who cares about that year? Nobody. If we do it well, we can do it the next year. Who cares? Nobody. Next year, who cares? Nobody. Next year is, people think it's the millennium, it'll be the year 2000. Then we can go on and make fun of it because it's not the millennium, it's 2001. But then 2001, we can be ushering in the millennium from Times Square. So that's my long-range plan.
Listen, if you've got to have a goal, I think that's a very good one.
That's my goal in life. Wouldn't you like to see Penn and Teller high over Times Square when the millennium changes for you?
Yeah, I'll vote for that. Did you used to stay home and watch Guy Lombardo?
What's that?
Did you used to stay home and watch Guy Lombardo?
My mom and dad, yeah. See, I didn't even know. I mean, this is how sheltered I was. I didn't even know that drinking was a big part of New Year's Eve growing up. I thought it was a day that you pulled out like 2 half gallons of butter pecan ice cream and watched TV. I always thought that was the tradition until I was 12 or 13, because that's what my parents always did. They never went out. They just watched TV and ate ice cream and gave really puritanical little kisses at the strike of midnight,
So how sheltered were you exactly?
Oh, tremendously. My mom and dad are generations and generations of teetotalers and not very party-like and don't raise their voices and don't hit. And, so the whole idea, my whole love of theatrical violence is exactly the same as Arthur Penn's. I, too, have never hit anyone in my life, nor has Teller. I've never been in a fight. I've been hit, but then the fights end because they're sick of it if you don't hit back, at least the people that I was fortunate enough to have trying to fight with me. So yes, tremendously. It's a joke. When friends of mine meet my parents, it's because Teller and I, do theatrical violence, and because I'm very aggressive and loud and outspoken in the show, people kind of expect me to have some sort of modern family. But I was born when my mom was 45 years old. So I was raised by older parents in a small New England town like Hooterville out of Green Acres or something, and raised with none of the stuff that's so popular to talk about nowadays. I didn't have any of that, home cooked meals every night, and if you nurture your children properly, they'll grow up to be like me. That's the nightmare.
But Penn, if you came from such a sheltered family, I bet they observed Christmas. What was Christmas like for you when you were growing up?
Well, Christmas was always great. See, I think when you're a kid, it's just a wonderful thing. We always had, my dad was a jail guard, had to work Christmas Day, an early shift. We always had Christmas Christmas Eve. And, my sister, who is 23 years older than me, which I think answers a lot of questions. Are you really planning on having your children 23 years apart? I don't think I was planned. We're the only two kids. We'd go over to my sister's house, who was already married when I was like two, and have a nice dinner and then come back. And, Santa Claus would have come when I was over my sister's, and we'd all be, have a tree and the very traditional Christmas. I think it's terrific for kids and stuff. It seems like a really wonderful, sweet holiday for children.
My guest is Penn Jillette of the magic and comedy team Penn and Teller. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking about the holidays with Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller. Listen, on the holidays when you're not doing what one is supposed to do, like on the Thanksgiving when you're working and then you're looking for a restaurant or someplace to deliver a pizza, or on Christmas Eve when you're not celebrating by a tree and the fireplace and the whole bit, although you don't want to be participating in that in the first place, you still feel like, ooh, gee, maybe I'm really missing out on something.
I never have felt that. I always, I call my mom and dad. This is really pathetic. If you want to have a rock and roll image, I call my mom and dad nearly every day, at least 5 or 6 days a week I call them. But on Christmas and New Year's, and Christmas Eve and so on, I often call them a couple, 3 times, during their dinner and stuff. Because if I could be home and see my mom and dad, I would really like that because of how much they'd like it. But I have a show tomorrow, and I went back to see my mom and dad last week. So we kind of had a turkey dinner and stuff and kind of faked it then. But I don't really miss any of it. I really like, except for not being able to deliver pizza, I really like the peacefulness, that it's a time that you can kind of be home alone without being bugged,
Do you ever like to go to the movies Christmas Day? Because the movie theaters are often empty and really comfortable.
Is that true? I found just the opposite.
Well, Christmas Eve is actually what I'm thinking. Eve, they're always really empty.
It's Christmas Day, yeah. Later in the day. Like last year, I went to see Godfather.
Me too.
In Hollywood.
Not in Hollywood, but I went to see it in Philadelphia, and the theater was jammed.
Packed, absolutely packed. And then I don't remember what I saw. I usually do, but this year, of course, I've already seen Bugsy and JFK, so I don't know what my... did you see JFK yet?
No, I haven't seen either of them yet.
Wow, JFK. Wow, just making stuff up.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. And the most frightening thing is, and this is the only thing that terrifies me about free speech, is that I actually, a woman said to me last night, well, he couldn't put that stuff in a movie if it wasn't true.
Right, right, right.
Someone actually said that.
Yeah.
And see, to have Oliver Stone be able to say that is terrific and wonderful, as long as there are plenty of people like Tom Wicker and Newsweek and stuff pointing out the mistakes.
Well, I want to get back to this Times Square thing that you're doing on Fox TV New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
When I was young and before I was old enough to go out on New Year's Eve, the only special program was the Guy Lombardo show.
Yeah.
And it was just the squarest show imaginable.
He was Canadian, you know.
Well, I didn't mean that as a slur against our brothers and sisters to the north. But I'm wondering if you're planning anything that's a kind of... comment on the kind of New Year's Eve shows that you used to watch when you were young.
We've been fighting desperately with Fox, who has control of the ball, to try to bribe and cheat people into dropping the ball at a different time. And I actually think we've made some progress to actually try to change it a minute. And from the moment we took this on, it's been our only goal. So I just think it would be terrific for those who have seen some of the stuff we've done in the past to be able to turn in New Year's Eve and say, you know, what would Penn and Teller do? And I think the only choice is to drop the ball at a different time. And so we're working on that. And boy, is it complicated.
Well,
are there a lot of people who that's really important that it goes at midnight, you know?
So this is going to be the Times Square ball, or are they setting up
the
a separate Fox ball?
No, it'll be the Times Square ball.
How do you like working on holidays when everybody else is supposed to be partying?
I just really love it. Because otherwise, like I said, you can't eat. You know, it's really hard, and it just seems like what I should be doing. I mean, I'm the perfect person to be working New Year's Eve. You know, I want to be sober. I don't have anything else I want to be doing. What better person could you have to lead the festivities?
You know, you're not big on holiday traditions, but you have some traditions of your own, don't you, that you've made up in the recent years?
Well, we have movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always movie night, which is every Friday night in Times Square. We all get together and go to Howard Johnson's and then go to a movie at midnight. And that's been going on since, I guess it's like 7 years now, something like that, every Friday. And there's a bunch of people that do it. It's been heavily, it kind of shifts in who comes, because we never invite anybody. We never throw anybody out. And it stays around 30 people, but lately it's been heavily Bell Labs. For some reason, Bell Labs in New Jersey. We've got like 5 guys that come in. So the talk has lately turned from showbiz to science and patents and software and stuff.
Did you see a JFK on a Friday night with us?
No, I didn't. It would have been a great, great movie night movie, because one of the rules of movie night is that you do polite, quiet cocktail party, gloved applause every time they say the name of the movie within the movie. So JFK is a good one for that.
You'd be applauding through the whole film.
Well, no, not as much. The nightmare was the movie Dad. I mean, we came out with our heads bloodied. You know.
So what did you see last Friday?
Last Friday was Bugsy.
Oh.
And they luckily, in the movie, Ben Siegel does not like being called Bugsy. Anyone who calls him that gets punched. So it only happens like 3 times in the movie. So that's a nice right amount for a movie night.
On your New Year's Eve special, will you be counting down? Will you be the person doing the countdown?
I believe I will. And that's why we're fighting so hard to get it to go off at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we can do it. I would think it would be a nifty thing. How much would you like to see that ball go at like 11:59?
Well, I think that's very subversive. I like it. I like it.
I think we may be able to pull it off. Actually, we haven't hit a no yet. So.
Well, Penn, I suppose I should let you go and start phoning around, seeing if there's any restaurants open tonight.
Yeah, I've got to eat something.
Well, have a good holiday, and have fun New Year's Eve.
I will.
Yeah. So thanks for talking with
us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Penn Jillette of the magic and comedy team Penn and Teller. They're performing through January 19th at the John Houseman Theater in New York. This is Fresh Air.